Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Welcome, this is Cassidy from the 4P Sunday Short Break Show. Join us for a variety of obscure features, including famous birthdays, local news, and jokes that will make you wonder why you're listening to this station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs 16, lows of 10. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 15, lows of 10. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 16, lows of 10. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 17, lows of 10. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 11. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, the final phase of safety works at Smallbrook Junction will mean 5 nights of closures in June. High-friction anti-skid surfacing material will be applied to all approaches to the roundabout. The junction had previously been identified by road accident data as a requiring improvement. The work will mark the completion of the project by Island Roads for the Isle of Wight Council to introduce several safety features. Among the new features are the realignment of the junction's approaches and introduction of new traffic islands, which will require traffic to slow down and negotiate the new roundabout rather than straight running across it. The anti-skid material could not be laid before now, as it requires the road surface to be worn before application. It is also best laid when temperatures are mild. In order to undertake the work, the junction will be closed at night between the hours of 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. for 5 nights from the 6th of June. Diversions will be in place during the closures. Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council and Waste Treatment Company, AMI, are teaming up to encourage islanders to think before you throw when it comes to rubbish. They will work in tandem with local charities Storeroom 2010 and the Earl Mountbatten Hospice to donate items free of charge to be reused. The charities can then sell these on, creating funds to support their good causes. Natasha Dix, Council Strategic Manager for Environment, said, "Islanders are already great at recycling, but have you thought about reusing your unwanted items? If you are thinking about replacing furniture or simply having a home clear out, many of your items could be used by others." Finally, community groups in the southeast that are helping local people look after their hearts can, as of this week, apply for a £10,000 grant from national charity Heart Research UK. The grant is available for new and innovative projects that promote healthy hearts and are aiming to reduce the risk of heart disease in their community. The deadline for applications in the southeast area is the 13th of June. In many communities, there is a lack of accessible advice on how to keep a healthier lifestyle and a lack of support in how to maintain it. This and a lack of awareness can lead to people not having the tools to cook healthy meals on a budget or not having the confidence to take part in physical activity. One of the ways the charity take on heart disease is by funding and working with not-for-profit community groups who can provide support directly to the people around them. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
This is Blake with the cinema guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Thursday. At Cineworld only, we have Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is rated a 15. And at Commodore Cinema only, we have Operation Mincemeat, which is rated a 12A. Lost City, which is rated a 12A. Fantastic Beasts, The Secret of Dumbledore, which is rated a 12A. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is rated a PG. And The Bad Guys, which is rated a U. And at both Cineworld and Commodore Cinema is Firestar, which is rated a 15. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which is rated a 12A. Downton Abbey, A New Era, which is rated a PG. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure to check the cinema website.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Cherry Campbell, who's a TV actress, Noel Fielding, who's a comedian, and Jade Williams, who's a pop singer. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
This is Kayla with a recipe for super easy lemon pudding. You will need 100 grams of caster sugar, 100 grams of softened butter, 100 grams of self-raising flour, 2 eggs, the zest of 1 lemon, 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence, 4 tablespoons of lemon curd, ice cream to serve, which is optional. Mix the sugar, butter, flour, eggs, lemon zest and vanilla essence until creamy. Then spoon into a microwave proof dish. Microwave on high for 3 minutes, turning halfway before cooking until risen and set all the way through. Leave to stand for 1 minute. Heat the lemon curd into the microwave for 30 seconds. Stir until smooth. Pour on top of the pudding and serve with a couple of spoons of ice cream. This is Kayla for Vectis Radio FM 104.6.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some of the events going on at the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary from the 28th of May to the 5th of June. Saturday the 28th of May, there is some donkey grooming and meet a donkey. Sunday the 29th of May, there is some donkey grooming, meet a donkey and care for a donkey. On Monday the 30th of May, there is care for an OAP donkey, care for a nursery donkey, meet a donkey and donkey grooming. Tuesday the 31st of May, there is care for a Shetland pony, donkey grooming and meet a donkey. Wednesday the 1st of June, there is care for a donkey, donkey grooming and meet a donkey. Thursday the 2nd of June, there is care for a Shetland pony, donkey grooming and meet a donkey. Friday 3rd of June, there is care for an OAP donkey, care for a nursery donkey, donkey grooming and meet a donkey. Saturday the 4th of June, there is donkey grooming and meet a donkey. Sunday 5th of June, there is donkey grooming and meet a donkey. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
In local news this week, businesses, volunteers and local organisations are coming together to celebrate Her Majesty's historic reign in the island's county town. In one of the biggest town centre events in recent years, Newport will be transformed for a day to mark the Jubilee with a host of free activities and sights. The Grand Parade starts at 3pm from Recreation Ground Road and makes its way down to Newport Quay. With an island-wide range of participants already, there are still places available. Local businesses, carnival associations, musicians and other outdoor display organisations are invited to get in touch and join the parade. In St James Square there will be a big screen showing Jubilee broadcasts throughout the day alongside live performances from Platform 1 from 11am until 6pm. Meanwhile, youngsters aged 13 to 16 and living on the Isle of Wight are being invited to join the island's police cadets this September. The volunteer police cadets meet at the Isle of Wight College every Wednesday evening during school term time between the hours of 6:30pm and 8:30pm. Cadets are provided with the opportunity to learn more about the police, develop new skills and experience, perform public-facing duties within the community, and volunteer in exciting policing initiatives. Most recently, cadets joined an emergency services day at Tapnell Farm. The scheme is for anyone aged 13 to 18, with applications invited from those aged 13 to 16, with the next intake being in September 2022. What's more, it's free to join. To register your expression of interest, email your name, age and school or college to iow.vcp@hampshire.police.uk. Finally, the Isle of Wight Marlins Master Swim Club is presenting the 2022 Peer-to-Peer Charity Swim Challenge on Saturday the 30th of July. Organisers are now asking for kayakers and canoeists to assist with the safety of swimmers. This year's return, back on the calendar after the loss of the 2020 and 2021 events due to COVID and adverse weather, respectively, will kick off at 12:15pm from the beach alongside Sandown Pier. A total of 150 swimmers are signed up for the event, many of whom have been waiting 3 years to accept the 1.8-kilometre challenge across Shanklin Bay to finish on the beach adjacent to the Shanklin and Sandown Rowing Club. The finishing point pays homage to where Shanklin Pier stood until destroyed in the 1987 storms. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotal.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? And now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Sherry Campbell, who was born in 2005, who's 16. Niall Fielding, who was born in 1973, who's 48. And finally, Jade Williams, who was born in 1988, who's 33. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with three obscure holidays for this week. Number one, Sing Out Day on Wednesday the 25th of May is a day where everyone is encouraged to sing. It doesn't matter if you're not a renowned singer or can't carry a song with your bare hands, it's crucial for everyone to showcase their unique vocal abilities. Organising a karaoke night and singing in the shower or on your commute to work are just a few ideas on how to spend this holiday. Friends, relatives and random strangers can all be encouraged to participate. After all, you don't have to be a vocalist to use one of your favourite songs to showcase your style and individuality. All the world's a stage and we're all spectators, so why not go out there and put on a performance? Number 2. Sun Cream Day on Friday the 27th of May, as a reminder to everyone to stock up on sun cream in preparation for the coming summer months. If there's one thing you can count on, it is that sun cream shields your skin from harmful UV rays. When combined with other strategies like wearing a hat and UV-resistant clothing, this protection can help avoid skin cancer. But if you want to go a step farther, then making sure you're ready for the summer, you can learn more about skin cancer. Sun cream is a crucial thing for everyone to use because many people develop it all over the world. Therefore, it is good to remind everyone of this to save lives. And finally, number 3. Place a Pillow on Your Fridge Day on Sunday the 29th of May is celebrated by doing something that people have done throughout history in order to bring a little look into their life, laying a pillow on top of a fridge. It's a holiday that just a few people are aware of. So, if you want good fortune, why not take part in this odd holiday? All you need to do is just leave the pillow on the fridge all day, as long as it's clean and has a clean pillowcase on it, of course. Sure, your friends and family may be perplexed as to why you're acting so strangely, but don't worry, all of that good fortune will be well worth it. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Hi, I'm James.
And I'm doing my game review with Connor and Blake.
Yes.
I'm going to explain a game and they're going to just ask me questions about it.
And then we're going to rate it depending on how good you explain it.
The game I'm talking about today is called Stellaris. It's a large strategy type game set in the future. In Stellaris, you are a space empire that's just discovered how to travel faster than light, and you have to expand your empire and conduct diplomacy and war with other civilizations and eventually come out on top. The customization mechanics are quite robust and allow you to have lots of different combinations, as well as several other things.
Is this game multiplayer?
Yes, the game is multiplayer.
Very nice.
Does it have like a story behind it or...?
Well, there's general facts, but since it's more of a strategy game than story-based, there are certain events that have a storyline, but there's not one big defined story that must happen.
What platforms is this game available on?
Stellaris is mainly available on PC, but there are versions available on Xbox and PlayStation, although it's slightly downgraded because it's on the console. Stellaris has several expansions available, each one adding a variety of different content. The latest expansion, Overlord, was recently released and provides new options to rule over your empires weaker than yours.
Pretty cool.
Sounds like some other games I've played.
Yeah.
I think it was something called Old Light Civilizations.
Is it one of those like strategy games where you like have an overhead view and you like build an army and all that?
Yeah, it is quite similar to that, but it's real time, not turn-based, so you don't do everything click and turn.
Oh, I hate those kind of games.
My favourite strategy game is still Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh no, don't get
it. It's the best game.
It's technically not a strategy game because it's not even on the computer.
Well, it is a strategy game because you need to strategize.
It's a card strategy game.
Yeah.
Can you get any of those games on the Commodore?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Commodore 64.
For a moment, I thought you were talking about the Commodore Cinema.
That's what I thought. I got really confused.
Yeah,
we're doing a game review, so I've only got Commodore 64. I have idea.
You could get it on the big screen.
So you can all join in, basically. Is that what you're saying? Multiplayer, yeah?
So, also, what age rating is this game, then?
Stellaris, I think, would have a 12 rating, because there is a lot of combat in it, but there's no direct views. All you'd see is just ships going like, pew, 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 pew at each other.
Interesting. I've never seen ships go pew pew pew. I've seen ships go bang and crash and sink, but never pew pew pew.
Pew pew. Anyway.
Sounds like a game I'll have a look at someday.
Okay, nice.
Yes, it sounds like a game I'll have a look at if I remember the name of it.
Hello, I'm Ophelia from the Short Break Show at Vectis Radio. I am here at Friends of the Animals in Newport today to speak to Trix and Linda, two of the volunteers here. Would you like to introduce yourselves and please tell us what your role is here?
I'm Trix Brunschweiler and I have been volunteering for Friends of the Animals for about 4 or 5 years. And my main objective is to home check potential homes or foster homes and to rehome animals, mainly dogs, and also some fundraising.
My name's Linda. I've volunteered here for 10 years and my role is jack of all trades. I do anything from answering the phone to sorting out the stuff that comes in.
And how long has Friends of the Animals been in operation for?
Since 1990.
Well, Friends of the Animals was basically established to avoid having an influx of kittens and puppies and all that. And then it obviously evolved. It started in the Midlands with farm animals, and then they came to Isle of Wight, and is mainly now on the Isle of Wight, rehoming, helping with vet bills. And basically, we do fundraise because we're a charity. We have to do various things to fundraise. So, yeah, that's basically it. We rely on donations. And we do fundraise by special events, like the Yarmouth Town Hall, where we do a monthly tabletop sale. We go to collections at Morrison's and so on. And we get legacy from wills. That is where we get the money from.
And how can people help you at Friends of the Animals?
By volunteering, either helping in our shops or at events like Wolverton or braiding, things like that.
And how can people get in touch with you at Friends of the Animals?
We've got a website at friendsoftheanimals.com, or you can email at contact@friendsoftheanimals.co.uk, or you can phone us on 522 511.
You have your office and shop here in Riverway. I believe you have another shop too. Can you tell me a bit more about that, please?
I've got two shops, one in Sandown, and we've just recently opened one in Ryde, and they're both doing very well.
And donations. Donations from people with good quality, well, bric-a-bracs, clothes, anything, from
books,
pictures, CDs. Whatever, CDs, everything.
Thank you for talking to me. This is Ophelia, back to the studio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word for this week. This week's word is incunabulum. It is spelt I-N-C-U-N-A-B-U-L-U-M. It refers to early printed books, especially those printed before 1501. It can be used in the sentence, "She discovered after searching for a few minutes that the library was full of incunabulum and did not contain many new books." It originated from the early 19th century from the Latin word incunabula, which means swaddling clothes, or cradle, from the word incune, which is comprised of the prefix in, meaning into, followed by cune, meaning cradle. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye. Goodbye!
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.